Time now for your comments on yesterday's program.
Much of the email we received focused on Misha's conversation with Otis Moss, the pastor who succeeded Reverend Jeremiah Wright at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. Senator Obama has been part of the 6,000-member congregation for years, although he says he disagrees with Reverend Wright on a number of issues, including his views of government conspiracies. Here's one part of yesterday's interview with Reverend Moss that got lots of comments.
Is that a concept that you embrace, that the government was involved in the distribution of drugs or in the spread of HIV and AIDS?
Well, I think that in terms of that particular narrative, I think that we need to be very, very honest in terms of that our government has the ability to, you know, to place a Hubble telescope in the sky, but yet we have not had the political will to shut down drugs coming into to our community.
Apparently, when he was at Yale, Otis Moss learned how to avoid answering a yes-no question, writes Michael Anthony of Marks, Mississippi. In your interview, he ducked simple, direct questions. It makes me ill that somebody who is obviously intelligent presumes the listeners of your show cannot see through his dog and pony show.
Listener Phil Perino of Wallingford, Connecticut adds this: it was nauseating to listen to Reverend Moss equivocate and avoid direct responses to some very basic questions. I believe he would be well served following Jesus' admonition in Matthew to let your yes be yes and your no, no.
And this comes from Cassandra Marshall of Wilmington, Delaware. You asked Pastor Moss whether it is appropriate to be a proud black church, unashamedly black and unapologetically Christian. I think that this man deserved much better than this, particularly since you are not asking other Christian pastors to explain their brands of divisiveness. NPR has never done this kind of minute inspection of religious leaders on the right. I hope that you will be making a point of reporting in the same detail on the routine, over-the-top condemnations and other hateful words that come out of right-leaning churches.
Doug Duncan of Boulder, Colorado, heard that same exchange and writes this: I'm surprised that your hosts don't know this basic principle of sociology. Minorities must know the behavior and expectations of the majority to survive, while those in the majority can safely ignore minority expectations. For instance, I know of no books telling men how to behave more like women to succeed. When women say, proud to be a woman, or a black person says, proud to be black, it is affirming the value of something the majority culture often considers inferior. This is indeed different from saying, proud to be white, and it's more understandable.
Kudos to Pastor Moss, writes Sherry Damon of Mount Olive, North Carolina. As an African American who does not intend to support the Democratic Party's moral views, I find it refreshing that this young pastor and Obama have found a way to make it clear that being a new generation of African Americans does not mean being a generation that is ashamed to speak to the issues honestly, just differently.
And finally, this email from Susanna Lang of Chicago. She writes, I heard a listener on Wednesday expressing concern as to whether she would be welcome in a black church, despite her friendly interest in how her neighbors worship. As a white woman belonging to another church, I attended Senator Obama's Trinity United Church of Christ along with my family. We were welcomed graciously by the pastor and congregation alike.
Please send us your comments. Just go to npr.org/contact and select All Things Considered from the drop-down menu. Gold stars for those of you who tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.